Recording has been started. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Abby. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC EC meeting on Thursday, 26th November 2015. On the call today, we have Klaus Toll, John Kerr, Sam LeFranco, and Martin Silva. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Klaus.
Hello, thank you. Thank you, and I hope that Rudy is coming in. So let's dive in straight into the agenda which Rudy has sent. You might have received it. Is there any addition or changes you request for the agenda or to add something to any other business? Can you please let me know that now? Thank you.
Fine with me.
Okay, as nobody has any objections, let's go into item number two, follow-up board meeting issues list. You've seen that we had some email exchanges on this one, and as the chair of the meeting, I don't want to start this discussion now. So, Sam, would you be able to introduce us in the topic and let us know what you're thinking about, what's going on and what should be happening there? Thank you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, can you hear me clearly?
Very clearly.
Okay. We had the meeting with board members in Dublin. It focused mainly on what I would call the INPOC grievances. And what I would like us to do is consider moving away from that, and especially given the amount of business that ICANN has over the next few months with the transition and the accountability, plus the some of the interesting parts of the Westlake recommendation, and become more proactive with respect to policy issues inside ICANN and policy issues that belong to ICANN. So that's one, two, and three, some more collaboration and cooperation with NC, UC, and NCSG with respect to sorting things out like the membership database, which Stepani has put on a high priority. I'll stop there and that's just to open up the discussion.
Okay, is there anybody else who would like to say something or comment on this one? Anybody else?
Klaus John has her phone.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I have
so,
to.
First of all, you can hear me okay, everyone?
Yes.
It's Joan for the record.
Yes.
So I agree that with them that should be what we proceed with and focus on. But I do think that we have to have some sort of follow-up in response to what was requested at that meeting in terms of the group that was there, because that was a request that was a specific request that they had for grievances. And I think we should address that, maybe not in the detail that we were going to do for, but I think it should not just be left.
Okay. This is Klaus for the record. Then let me chime in what I'm thinking. You might have seen in the email that there has been some movement on several fronts on the GNSO review and not the Westlake, but the GNSO review in general, and also on the situation about the NGSG. And what has been worked out that there will be a working party at the Marrakesh meeting, which basically is an ad hoc, completely open working party to create a white paper on not the problems and the negative side of the GNSO review, but basically saying what is necessary for the GNSO to help to face the future. And based on this one, we could do something in the context of the intersessional meeting in Los Angeles with people who are willing from the MGSG to have a working group, basically an ad hoc working group set up, which looks at the future of the NGSO and what needs to happen in the NGSO to face the future. This is, I think, a very constructive way forward, except so that we don't talk all about the time about the negative aspects and start to being constructive, as I pointed out. And I also wanted to return back a little bit on what Sam's email said. I, too, had exactly the same experience, that some of the ICANN board don't seem to be very much appreciate us of how we, at the moment, present our case. And sometimes I've got the feeling the way we did some stuff in the in Dublin, we harmed ourselves more than we did ourselves good. But as I said into my email, and hopefully you read it, I'm the first one to plead guilty to himself. So my proposal here is to say, okay, let's follow up with a kind of working group, ad hoc working group, which looks at the future of the NGSG, what needs to be done, what can be done, what should be done, and create a white paper on the basis of which we can take the next step. I can also tell you that Rinalia, who is charged by the board of taking care of that, is fully aware about this, and I'm very certain that she will support this. And I'm also very happy to reach out to Tapani, with whom I had some very fruitful discussions in Brazil during the IGF, to make sure that we have, in the context before, during, or after the intersessional meeting, conversation and the first meeting of that ad hoc working group. Thank you. Sam, you're up.
Okay, Sam, for the record, in response to the point that Joan raised and what you've just said, I think the appropriate thing to do here is to simply inform the board through Rialio or from the people who were at that meeting in Dublin, and simply say that rather than itemize a list of things we're concerned about, we're embarking on this collaborative effort with MCSD and a white paper, and leave it at that.
Joan, is that an old hand?
No, but I just want to say that Sam just addressed what I was going to say, which is that we should just follow up with what is it that we're going to do, and in agreement with your strategy of being, you know, working collaboratively with a working group ESG. I think that's a very positive way to go, but as long as we address with the letter, as Sam has pointed out, then I'm happy.
So you want an official letter from the executive committee to that group pointing out how we want and wish to proceed. And if that is the case, I fully support that. Olivier?
Yes, that is the case.
Okay. Any other further comments? Okay, so that looks like we have agreement on point number two, follow-up to the board meeting issues list. Then I'm coming to point number three, which is the preparations for the Marrakesh meetings. To be absolutely honest, I'm a little bit swimming here on that front, because I'm not fully aware about what's happening at Marrakesh. I'm not even sure if it is advisable to go to Marrakesh, given the security situation, but let's pretend a Marrakesh meeting will happen. The only information I can give you, what I just mentioned before, we will have a one-hour ad hoc working group session on the future of the GNSO, and David Olive and other people will hopefully help us to get a good slot and to get it done. It will not be before the meeting, it will not be after the meeting, it will be part of the main program of the meeting. Otherwise, I'm not quite up to date at the moment on the Marrakesh situation, and so if somebody can contribute here, please feel free. John, you have your hand up. Thank you.
First, I just want to clarify a point on number two, which was when I had my hand up, is that the letter is not just sent to the board, but to all the people that were present at that meeting so that they know what we're
okay,
doing.
Wonderful. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, in terms of the Marrakesh, I agree with you. Probably we should wait for Rudy. But I think if we can think of what MPOC's role would be in that meeting so that we can have a really good discussion in the working group, because that's part of what we have to do, is raise our profile in the working group. So it doesn't have to happen now, but what is it that we would want to take away or like to see happen in that working group session?
Thank you, John. Anybody else? Sam?
Yes, Sam, for the record. I think that between now and then, we should have an internal discussion of the GNSO recommendations that are being put together. I'm engaging in that policy dialogue in the NCSD policy committee. Klaus is too. But I think what would be good would be to engage in that dialogue going into the meeting and then being at that session with an agreed-upon set of MPOC positions with respect to the various recommendations.
Thank you very much, Sam. Anybody else? Martin, any comments? Okay, I can hear myself. Okay, thank you, John. And Sam, put your hand down if it's an old one. What I would like to say is I think that John, in a way, just hits a nail on the head by the very simple sentence is of saying, what can NPOC actually contribute to the policy-making process? I think this is one of the key questions also of for our constituency, and we need to concentrate more on what can we contribute and how can we engage our membership more into this. And I think this is really something we might first have another call just on that simple question. What can NPOC contribute to the policy making process inside ICANN, and how should we do it? And then follow up with the membership and saying, okay, this is what we as the executive committee came up with, and how do you feel it, and how do you feel about getting involved? That would be for me the key takeaway from this item. John?
Excellent. That's exactly what I had in mind, because we do have to, it's one thing to send something to our members, but when we're saying this is what we're working and what we're doing within ICANN, and would you like to come on board, it just sounds so much more valuable. So I'm in with that strategy. And I do agree that we should have a separate meeting just to discuss that.
Okay, so what I would say is here, sorry, Sam. Sam, you're on.
Sam, for the record, yeah, I've been putting considerable time into trying to sort that out, because we have to, whatever goes out to the membership has to get A, to the right person, and B, has to have a fish hook in it that makes it attractive to them, rather than getting them to make their end of year donation to ICANN's free labor pool. So there's a challenge there, and I'm hoping to have some ideas, some very concrete ideas ready in the next couple, before the end of the year, well before the intersessional in California. That's point one. Point two is I think that Olivier is trying to get in. I think his voice is breaking up. We should have a little opportunity here where we ask Olivier if he's still there. He may be gone again. But let's see if he's there.
Okay, Olivier, if you hear us and you are connected, can you let us know that you are able to talk to us?
This is Mariam.
Yep.
No, Olivier, we've been trying to connect Olivier to the audio bridge, but we're having a problem doing that. So we'll try again, and I'll let you know if or when he is back online.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. So what I would say, Sam, please correct. No, John, you wanted to say something now.
John, for the record, maybe a big starting point is to actually know what the issues are, like a list of the issues. Before we have our meeting, so do you have a list of the actual issues that we need to deal with, Sam? Or are we just going to look at what we need to do? I guess that's the other side of it.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to bring the issues that are attractive to the membership and not just to those who are dedicated to working on ICANN policy.
Okay, and we need to be clear that we have, if we talk about, this is Klaus for the record, sorry, that we need to be clear when we're talking about issues list, we are talking at the moment about different issue lists. There's one issue list, basically the NPOC grievances against the rest of the world, and there is an issue list actually of what we are supposed to do as a constituency, and which are basically best described in that thing, which are the future challenges NPOC needs to respond to. And I'm just seeing that Rudy is connected. Rudy, are you here?
Yeah, sorry. I just got reconnected. We had a power outage for almost an hour now.
Okay, that's good, but it's good that you're here. Just to update you, and then you please take over the agenda. We had our roll call. We had the follow-up on the board meeting and item number two, and what we decided was to inform the people who are concerned, who participated in the meeting in Dublin, that we would like to form a working group, ad hoc working group, on the future challenges to the NCSG, and that we would like to have a meeting arranged on that with our fellow NCSG friends, in connection with the intersessional meeting in Los Angeles, and that we hope to come out of that meeting with a white paper, which then we can decide as a group how we want to take things forward. Basically, following the same process as has been proposed and agreed for the GNSO future issues. We were just on the item number three, preparation for the Marrakesh meeting, and the only thing I could contribute here, and that's why it's very nice and timely that you are in now, Rudy, is that we will have for the GNSO ad hoc working group a one-hour session during the main during the main meeting and do this. Otherwise, now, Rudy, I formally would like to hand over to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Klaus, Rudy, for the transcript. I'm very sorry it's not the first time that we had a breakdown here, and it looks like we will have a few others in the coming days. They are doing some network upgrades, and at the same time, they just destroyed the power supply to the whole village here. So I hope it stays on. You never know. With regards to the preparation of the Marrakesh meetings, and I especially put an S to meetings, as I would like to have a few meetings in addition to our regular ones. And it's, I think it's timely to have this in the list of preparation. Because we need to ask for accommodation, logistics, and so on, if we want to organize something aside our Constituency Day meeting. You have seen also that we still are living with the issue of having only three slots aside one slot in the NCSG Executive Committee, where there was the issue of Robin Gross mentioning that, I proposed that on the NCSG, there are three travel slots. I proposed that it would be, by default, the NCSG chair and the two chairs of the each constituency, so that, in fact, there is no discussion about who has to travel on the NCSG slot, executive slot, as that is what it is. Robin Gross reacted to that, that would not be possible, that it is not acceptable, and so on. I will insist, as it has been always like this since I'm on the NPOC, that the chair took the seat of the NCSG Executive Committee for another reason, also that Executive Committee can have some additional meetings, like the SOAC, the leadership meetings, that are eventually a day before the ICANN meeting starts also. So that's one of the reasons. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you. Rudy, maybe I'm mistaken, but I think I saw recently an email from Tapani, basically agreeing fully with you and overriding Robin's suggestion.
But it's I have to mention it, Klaus, as it's something that not everybody knows, and as it was only on the executive committee list, the NCSG executive committee list, I wanted that everybody is informed on what's going on at that site. Marrakesh meeting, we have three people in addition that we can have on the travel list, and that is still for us a very painful situation, because we have more people that we want to have on our meetings, and as it is today, it's for us almost unfeasible to really work in a decent way. I see several hands going up. Sam, you have the floor.
Sam, for the record, just curious, what was Robin Gross's rationale for objecting to the executive going?
Well, quite simply, Sam, there was in fact no rationale. It's just because it was something that was proposed by NPOC people that she reacted to it. There was no real rationale to that. She just refused that it would be a default action, where I just wanted to have this decided for once and for all, that there is no discussion about who is unable to travel on the NCSG Executive Committee list. So there is no rationale. You have any? Oh, yeah. Okay. Klaus, you have the floor?
Thank you, Rudy. I would like to state that the discussion, and as far as I understand it, has been resolved in positive in our direction. And secondly, the thing with the travel slots is a two-sided sword. I think that it is not good enough for us to have just more travel slots. It doesn't make sense to have people at meetings when we haven't got the capacity of the same people to work in the day-to-day work of policy making and in the constituency. We're just sending people to meetings and then sending them 3 months later and 3 months later again, for me, doesn't make sense. I know that, for example, there is now an initiative of coming out from JJ, from Jean-Jacques Sahel, who thought that it might be a good idea to get more people for traveling. But whilst I'm saying that is good and that is necessary, we should go further and saying we don't need just support for traveling. We also need support for the people to stay engaged between the meetings and to get the work done. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. That's indeed something that is also in discussion at other levels, and it is something on which there will be work done in the quite near future based on the GNSO review discussions that we had recently. On the last call, the working party, we had several discussions asking for some additional information from ICANN staff in how engagement of volunteers in the ICANN community could be enforced and helped. So that's effectively on the list. I see, John, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you. It's Joan for the record. Maybe you're both correct that we need more support, but may I suggest a strategy? After the Marrakesh meeting and we start with the working group, then we can propose having travel slots, because then now we're getting into the working group and we're adding to the ICANN community and we're becoming part of the policy process, which then ICANN, from ICANN's point of view, they'll see that we're actually doing something and would be less likely to object because they're seeing us becoming involved.
Thank you, Joan. Indeed, that's one of the items that will probably help in getting more support for our community than what we are getting till today. It's quite painful that we have to struggle every time for a meeting to get our people on it. Why I'm mentioning this is because there is another issue that popped up on which I had an issue, but I've redirected it to Robert Hoggart and David Olive, is the following. Carlos Gutierrez, who is a GNSO counselor, nominated by the nomination committee to be the counselor on GNSO, he is also a member of NPOC through ISOC Ecuador. That means that he, in fact, first of all, as he is a non-com appointee, he does not have a travel slot in the non-contracted party house. He is in between, and he was asking me if I could provide a travel slot for him for the intersessional. And that's where I pushed it back to ICANN, because this is not our issue. We are not going to take away a seat for somebody that has been appointed by NOMCOM. NOMCOM has to support it themselves, first of all. And that's the reason why I redirected the question to Robert Hoggart and David Olive, and they actually are working on it with ICANN meeting staff and so on to find a solution, and a solution that stands, not one that is just occasional. So you see, that's one of the reasons that I'm mentioning this issue of travels, because it's for us always the same issue. If we only have three or four people being at an ICANN physical meeting, it means that our resources to participate in different meetings are limited. And that's what is pointed to us in not being enough collaborative on different ways and different activities. So I agree with Joan. It's an issue that we can take up further on during the what I would call the ad hoc working group that is going to be created for our let's say NCSD board issues. But it's something that pops up every time that we need to organize ourselves for travel. So if we wait till it's solved through that ad hoc committee, we probably would be gone already. John, I see your hand up. You have the floor again.
Yeah, so just to say that, yes, if we can look at that to deal with as an issue. But I was thinking that number three, if we could focus on what we need to get done so that we look really, this is our chance to get into the next phase of what MPOC and getting involved in ICANN. So I think if I could ask that we talk about how do we prepare for Marrakesh and how do we prepare for the working group. I really think that's really important right now.
Thank you, John. Indeed, and that's the reason why it was on the agenda also. The preparations for the Marrakesh meetings are important as they are in a phase where we need to provide a list of logistics and requirements that we have for our meetings. So I would like to know from you all, do we organize meetings aside the ones our constituency day on Tuesday? Are we setting up specific sessions with, for instance, specific topics and eventually cross-community in the sense that I was thinking about having an event, a meeting organized together with ALAC to demonstrate that we are willing to collaborate. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you, Rudy. Sorry, I'm paddling back, but I really would like to have some clarification to a sentence you said about a minute or two ago, that if we are waiting basically for the ad hoc committee, that NPOC would be in danger of not being in existence anymore till that come to fruition. Could you please describe to me exactly what the dangers are and what you think will contribute to the demise of NPOC if we don't do that? And why the working group might not be effective?
Yes, thank you, Klaus. I think you misunderstood. It's not that MPOC would not no longer exist or be able to function. It was just that I'm not willing to wait till the ad hoc committee gets results for the travel slots only, not for any other issue, just to be sure and be assured that we can increase our travel slots to have more people engaged in ICANN. Because that's the way it happens. Look into the other constituencies and other stakeholder groups. The way they are effective is because of people are enabled to travel and be at physical meetings for several reasons, not only just being enabled to fly and travel. It's not only that one. It's also because you're when you're in a face-to-face meeting, you get more motivated than you're looking to your screen and listening into a call. That's the difference that I see. Is that an answer to your question, Klaus?
Yes, that's an answer to the question, but not what I would agree with. As I pointed out, first, I think it's about it's not only about the travel, it's also about being able to do the work. And I just would make an observation about the IGF meeting we just had in Brazil. you could say there were about 45 NCUC, NCSG, APC members present at the IGF. They had a huge, huge constituency there. They had people from all over around the world, and the effectiveness of this group was zero. What was effective was the old players like Milton Müller, like Afri and so on. The old people pulled the show. When there were meetings with these other guys organized, they basically talked to each other in empty rooms. So I think we really have to go a little bit deeper than only just travel. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. I would say I fully agree, but that's another discussion that we need to put on our agenda in the context of structure and organization inside the GNSO, because that's where the discussion will fit. It's not only related to NPOC itself, it's related to the way ICANN has been operating in the last 2-3 years. Sam, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you, Rudy. Sam Lanfranca for the record. I want to pick up on Klaus's comment there. I think that two things. One, the sort of a working group with NCUC and CSD to work on the areas of common, or three things. More comments on the public comment list, and working on more intensely on the GNSO review, the proposals there, getting to the intersession with some material there, and getting to Marrakesh with an agreed position, or agreed positions there, are stepping stones to showing a strength and engagement. And I'd rather see that as the main tune that we play, rather than just simply asking for more travel. More travel, I would like to see on that second list, closer to the grievances, where they gradually surface a little more slowly. The question of strategy and tactics here. So I prefer that we focus on these other three things, the intersessional, the DSO review that's underway, and and working together with NCUC and CSD.
Thank you, Sam. I agree. And it's something that I would put on a next XCOM call that probably we'll need to have next week, as that are things that are less urgent than the preparations for the Marrakesh meeting. I think it's important that we get the Marrakesh meetings, that we decide on what we want to do at the Marrakesh meeting and what we need for that, because I need to send our requirements asset to Glenn Saint-Géry in order to have our spaces allocated if we need them. I see, again, hands up. Klaus, you have the floor now.
Rudy, I find, Klaus, for the record, I find it very important that we have that discussion, which we're having now, about how we want to tackle things before we talk about what we actually want to go do in Marrakesh, because one is depending on the other. And I find it very important that we have a little change in attitude from going away to we need to, we should have to, what are existing and future challenges. I think it is very, very important for the NPOC how it is perceived at the moment. Which problem since Dublin, because we've seen as the ones who are basically a little bit quarrelsome, blah, 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 blah. And we can achieve and say exactly the same things we want to say, but just by changing our tune from we need to by let's look at the future and present challenges we are facing. And going from there, I think we're having a much bigger impact and reaping much better results. This is, for me, very, very important. And if we can agree on that then we can see how we can look at events in Marrakesh. And events in Marrakesh, we should do something. We have already something with that 1 hour GNSO review thing, but we should do something with ALAC. But it should be really on really in a very positive and constructive framework. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. I see John, you have the floor now.
Yes, I agree that a more positive, and this is what MPOC is about and why we're important, is really valuable. One thing I'd like to put on the table for us to discuss is, in preparation for Marrakesh, is just an idea. And we kind of did it in Dublin, but didn't have enough time to execute it. If we can look up, for example, a lead not-for-profit organization in Marrakesh and do either a gala or get together with them and have them invite their local members, and we do like almost like a collaborative meeting, and have those members tell us what are the issues in Marrakesh and that area in general. So we're getting on the ground information as well as building relationships. But this is just food for thought.
Thank you, John. And I cannot agree more. It's in fact something that we need to do at each ICANN meeting. We need to have a contact and a kind of meeting or a session with the local NGOs. And that's the reason why I was looking into how we could eventually do that together with ALAC, as normally they have always a regional RALO event. It's something on which we could connect and do something with them. But that's just an idea. Sam, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yeah, two brief, Sam, for the record, two brief comments. So I agree that we should be doing something in collaboration with ALAC going into and at Marrakesh. The other is just to make a point, and that's that the GNSO review, Klaus and I are on the NCSC policy committee, and that committee seems to spend endless time arguing back and forth on how, who should be elected for what, and how the election process should happen, and so forth. But there's some matters of substance inside that GNSO review, some proposals, and I'm astounded at this point that there's no discussion. There's some very serious issues in some of those recommendations. One of the recommendations, as I read it, would basically allow the board to overrule all policy decisions that came out of a policy development process by objecting to a technicality. Stephanie Perrin has flagged that as well. But I can't figure out why there's no dialogue around what are substantive issues inside those GNSO proposals or recommendations.
Thank you, Sam. Well, I can quickly respond on this. Actually, we have still the GNSO review working party that has its meetings and calls organized. And what I discovered is that two or three months ago, the NCOC and NCAG guys were very, very active in that working party. We don't see them anymore participating in the calls. I have some question marks about why. Probably because they didn't get what they wanted, and they are following another track. We have a call next week again with only, I think, 4 or 5 people have responded to the Doodle poll for that meeting. We want to finalize the list of recommendations and put that final report to the board, but it looks like NCSG and NCUC are no longer interested in that debate anymore. But I can be wrong. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
I very much disagree with that analysis that we are not interested. The thing is, NCUC...
No, sorry, Klaus. Not us. NCUC, not NPOC.
Okay, NCUC has got what it wanted. It got the comments which were dangerous for them out of the whole review text. To reply to them, the thing is what them flagged and so on, I raised, a lot of other people raised, it has been discussed several times that that recommendation is just pure nonsense. And I don't, the only thing I expect that that recommendation will be taken off the table, because if you follow all the transcript and everybody, what everybody said, if staff is keeping that recommendation in, then you can only say it has been done by pure malice and by pure malintent. And I don't think that will be the case. So I don't see that problem. The GNSO review as of last week, I'm engaged quite simply because I want to finish that process. But look at it. Look at the recommendation. There is nothing in there which basically has any kind of important impact. That a report has a nutritional value less than a piece of dry cracker. So we should come, we should be engaged, we should follow, we should end the process, but we should concentrate on the real GNSO review, which will come now with the work stream number 2, and we should come back in this discussion to what we are actually going to do at the Marrakesh meeting.
Thank you, Klaus. To summarize the discussion about the review, I'm still staying on this working party calls because I want to know what are the final decisions about which recommendation will pass and which will not pass. So far, there are only a few that are on the red list, as we call it. It means not for implementation, while all others are still on the agenda for implementation. And one important recommendation that still is on the list and where there is a kind of agreement that there needs to be a lot of work done is about the restructuring of the GNSO. It's something that could help us to better position ourselves. But again, it's something we can where we can close the discussion on that review. As Klaus was saying, Workstream 2 is going to be the most important one. As that is going to define which direction we are going to take. Back again to the Marrakesh meetings. Do we like to have a session together with ALAC where we are taking advantage of the fact that they organize their regional RALO session? It's always in an evening with some drinks and having some nice talks. We could do some presentation of who we are. Because then that means that that's an urgent request that I have to send out and have a chat with Alan Greenberg, but also with Tijani, because Tijani and Aziz are the leaders of the African RALO, and I know that Aziz is hoping to have something done with us in Marrakesh. So aside the ALAC, is there another event that we would like to organize, especially in the direction of internet development in Africa, or with regards security, or another issue still on the table, organization of structures of possible registrars? And then we could invite some people from the registrar community to help that session. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes, Rudy. I think from my point of view, we should reach out to the ILAC and things like that. But looking at the time taking, looking at the things going on and Christmas and so on, we really should have a discussion on that one and reaching out to ALAC and see if it's even possible very, very rapidly. And once we have it, we should plan that meeting very clearly, because otherwise it will happen at the same time like last time. So we're basically running out of time. And the second thing is, I think your suggestion of working on the DNS in Africa and reaching out to the registrants and that community, I would really like to see to have something like that happen for several reasons. A, it is important, something which really concerns Africa. And B, we've got with Rudy somebody who really knows what he's talking about on this subject in the group. So why not taking advantage of it? And C, Rudy's been to South Africa, and we've got these connections to Afikta and things like that, so why don't we use them? But again, we need to move on that one and get things organized.
Well, Klaus... 200% agreeing with you, and that's the reason why I've put it on this agenda as being a quite priority item on the agenda. The other points on the agenda we can eventually skip. The question is, do we agree on having an event aside our regular ones? I think that's agreed. The only thing we need to look into is, well, of course, there is one with ALAC, and I can take action today and tomorrow to contact Aziz, because he requested me to see if there was anything we would like to do, and I can go back to him. That's with ALAC. One item where we demonstrate that ANPOC is willing to collaborate with other communities in ICANN. My initial idea when I came to ANPOC was the reason. And the objective was, is it possible to have advice boiling in ALAC at an early stage to catch that and to see if from the policy development side we could initiate a process of writing and preparing policy for that advice that will go up to the board. That's still my idea, and I would like to see if we could do that. In Marrakesh, that would be great, because that's what I promised to Fadi 3 years ago, and it would be a good move out of Fadi with this being done. I think that could be something that we could propose to ALAC. Can we agree on this approach, setting up something where we could have a session focusing on this is boiling advice in ALAC? What could we do with it in GNSO? Is that something I see green flags? So I consider that we are all in line with that approach. I will contact Aziz and see if we can have a slot with ALAC in it. I see your hand up, Klaus. You have the floor.
Sorry, that was an accidental hand, but maybe just... Okay. And in addition, then we would basically look at... One event is about the GNSO white paper working party, and a third event about DNS registrant. But on that one, Rudy, really, even with content-wise, you would need to take the leadership.
Thank you, Klaus. No problem at that. So the second one that I have on my list, I would say the GNSO is something that will go on all the time. It's not something that will stop. It's an ongoing process in between the meetings, too.
Rudy, sorry, you're misunderstanding something, and I'm not sure if you read the recent emails. What has been proposed by Rinalia and other people was that we are having a 1-hour meeting of people who are of the groups and people who are represented in the GNSO as a part of the official program in Marrakesh that basically looks at creating a white paper on not a GNSO review or GNSO issues, but it's called the future challenges of the GNSO. And as we are basically the group who initiated this and who stands responsible for it, I would feel it. Yes, we will cooperate with all our other groups in the GNSO, but we also should use that as something to say, look here, NPOC is doing something constructive. It is already proposed and is already in front of David Olive as one of the slots he should make available during the official meeting.
Thank you, Klaus. And indeed, I've been following that, and I considered that this event, if we can call it, that session, is something that is organized by ICANN. We don't have to take the lead in the sense of asking for the logistics, asking for facilities, and that's the reason why I'm not putting it on my list, except if you say, no, it's us to organize it. So I would like to know, Klaus.
Exactly the opposite. If you read the parameters for that working group, it says that it has no direct input from the board except or from ICANN staff, except that they are supporting us and that some of the ICANN board members will participate in the meeting. It's up to us to request the meeting, to organize the meeting and get it done. That was one of the parameters. Because if the board or ICANN would organize it, some people in the GNSO would say, look, this is another authoritative top-down process. So look at these 7, 9, or 11 parameters we developed for these meetings. And it says clearly, I think in parameter 4 or 5, no direct ICANN board engagement. Involvement except support and participation in the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Klaus. Maybe I want to call on Mariam in order to be sure that it is something that we need to organize. Maybe, Mariam, if you could check with ICANN staff if that session is something that is going to be organized by David Olive or not, because if it's in the hands of David Olive, it is not in our list of actions of logistics that is going immediately to the GNSO secretariat. That's the reason why I was insisting, Klaus, on this one.
Rudy, please, Mariam, please, it has nothing to do with Mariam. Trust me, it's happening this way. Look at the email. If you didn't get it, I will send it to you again, and you will immediately see what's the way to proceed. Mariam does really not have to get involved in this.
Okay, Klaus. I will check the mail, and we'll come back later today if I have some questions about it.
Okay,
but
thank you.
As such, for Marrakesh, I have three items for logistic organization. It's one, the ALAC NPOC combination event. There is two, the DNS Africa together with AFICTA, because we need to have a link with AFICTA on that one too. And the third one is about the GNSO and the board issues that we would have that 1 hour session. I would give the lead in the last one to Klaus and Sam, so that we are splitting our structure organization of the events, that not one person has to do it all. I will take care of the DNS Africa with AFICTA, and I will initiate something with ALAC. We could see later on if eventually Joan, as you have a link inside ALAC too, if you could share with me the efforts on that one. Is that a way forward? Yes, Joan?
Yes, Joan?
Yes, I'd be happy to help you with that. I think it's a good, it would, if it can work, it would be a really good collaboration.
Okay, thank you. Sam, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor?
Yes, I agree with that. And with some guidance, I'll get my part done too.
Thank you very much, Sam. So we have an organization for Marrakesh. We have, aside our constituency day, three extra activities where we need to work on. I think that, I don't know if we have Olivier still on the call too. I saw him in the list, but he disconnected. Okay, good. Thank you, Mariam. It's an issue that we are having with our African friends, and something that we need to get a solution for. It's probably one of the issues that we had to put on the table in the discussion about regional participation. Okay, so can we conclude the number three on the agenda? We have an action list, we have a to-do list, we have leadership on this. So I would like to move on with, Joan, you have your hand up. You have the floor?
Yes, I just want to clarify one thing. If I'm understanding the ALAC MPOC collaboration, you're going to take the initial step and we'll work together to make it happen. Is that how it's going to work?
Yes, John, that's the way that I'm looking at it. I will contact Aziz, and if there is an agreement, then I will come back to you and we will work out the whole session.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So now let's go and move forward with the other points of the agenda, because that's one of the items we need to work on for the near future and let's say in the context of how MPOC collaborates. We have some pending public comments, and some of them I've lost track now because by the fact that I was disconnected, I couldn't prepare my meeting in a very good way. So I've lost a little bit of track. I think that for the public comments, there is at least the one on the metrics that we should have some comments on. There is, of course, the whole public comment period that will start from from November 30 on the IANA transition proposal. We had a call a few days ago with Fadi. And Fadi was insisting on having as much collaboration and action on this one from the whole community. By the way, he strongly emphasized the fact that there were some rumors going on that the Marrakesh meeting would not stand. He has been very clear in this. The Marrakesh meeting will go on. There's no discussion about. And if you hear rumors about the Marrakesh event not taking place, blow it away. It's not true. It's going to happen, and it needs to happen because it's crucial for the IANA transition itself. The actual timing of the IANA transition proposal is from November 30 till December 21. There will be the public comment period on the proposal. The timing is very strict because it's all crucial, as we will have the discussion. We had the discussion if there was a need to have a face-to-face meeting for finalizing the approval of all stakeholders on the proposal. And eventually that would have created another face-to-face meeting before the intersessional one, which means it would be, it should have been between the 7th of January and the 20th of January. But most of the leaders of the SOACs said that there was no reason why we should have another face-to-face meeting to finalize it. But in case it could be that there is a face-to-face meeting on the proposal. So it looks like things are going in a good direction. Fari was very positive on it, and he feels that there is a lot of agreement on it. If things are going well, after the 21st of December, the ICANN board would start implementing the bylaw changes. And that's where I think we need to have a look into what is the impact of the bylaw changes on our community. I think that's really crucial. That's what we need to be prepared for if we want to comment on something. I don't know, Klaus, you have been on many of the CWG calls. Maybe you have some additional information you want to share.
No, I don't have additional information to share. What I'm a little bit confused about is that it is basically the CCWG working group which would really like to close up the business, and it seems to be coming more from an organizational point of view from ICANN that there are things put over. And as I just wrote from what you said before about the rumors about the Marrakesh meeting, the thing is quite simply, yes, there needs to be a meeting. It is absolutely crucial for the ANA transition. The question is, can it happen in Marrakesh? It's very, very dangerous, and we're having a number of U.S. insurers which refuse to cover the travel of registrants and other people to come to Marrakesh. And if we can agree with that or not, the problem will be that some of the key constituencies just simply will not be able to be physically present in Marrakesh. And that's why it might be that the other pre-meeting might become necessary.
Well, Klaus, to answer your let's say feelings on this, I think if we strongly feel that there is an issue, it's something that I would then propose that we put something on paper and send it to Fari, that it's not just rumors, but that there are situations that are requesting more attention. One of the facts why he strongly feels that it's less dangerous is the fact that they decided to hire the complex, which is, in fact, it's a resort. And they can really close it in such a way that there is no infiltration possible during the whole stay of ICANN in that resort. That seems to be one of the reasons. I heard Aziz also on it, and it looks like the U.S. Security team has been at the location again 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and they feel very strongly that it would be less dangerous than coming to Brussels.
Rudy, we are actually receiving from here exactly the opposite argument. And the argument is you are all concentrated on one place, and one or two nice locket launchers from about 10 miles away will do the trick. They don't even have to storm anything. They just launch something into it. And Rudy, it is really not up to us to inform Fatty about something which is very, very much aware. And he's received a lot of representation from other groups. The only thing which I'm concerned about is quite simply because it has to happen, it will happen. And I think there is a little bit of short-term thinking. It will be secure. It will be secure because it has to be secure. Who's right? Who's wrong? I don't know. I'm just trying to reflect what the state of art of the discussion is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Klaus.
As the only good thing we can take out of it is that if people suddenly start for having a meeting somewhere else before, this is reason, and that's the only justification to have a meeting a week before, basically an ICANN meeting. But this meeting would just be there to allow a lot of U.S. participants and the stakeholders to come to a meeting, which actually a face-to-face meeting, which they actually can participate. But in Marrakesh, they can't.
Okay, thank you, Klaus. Well, as I said, I will still keep an eye on with ICANN staff to see if there is anything that would change their position. But today, that's the message that I've got from Fadi. Please inform your community. Please inform your colleagues that the rumors are not true. That's the only thing I can say. It's just a message that I got from Fadi in the call we had a few days ago. If things are going to change, we will see it on the mailing list anyway. I want just to go back to the link that Mariam posted on the chat, and I just wanted to go to that site, but it looks like it's something outside of ICANN. It's the NCHG Policy Discussion Tracker. Is anybody aware of that platform? This seems to me new, or I missed the mail again. Can anybody tell me what the meaning of this is? Mariam, maybe you have some information about the Trello platform?
Hi, oh, yes, this is Mariam for the record. Yes, I don't know if you remember, Rudy, I added you to Trello a while back, where we have the NCEC, NCSG, MPOC to-do list. And then there was also the tracker for policy comments.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed that one. I see that, in fact, it's requesting a login, and it looks like the system doesn't recognize my login anymore. I need to review it again. You're correct. But I would like to come back to our initial agenda item. Are there any comments, reports that we need to give some comments to? I mentioned the one from the ILO that's going to come up. I know that there is the other one about the WHOIS, where we probably need to give an answer to. And there was a third one. I'm missing it now. But I see, Sam, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you, Rudy. Sam, for the record. Yes, we had a brief discussion of this before your power was restored and before you got online. I'm looking at the calls for comments, and what I'm dealing with at the moment is trying to figure out the right way to parse them out and break them into pieces that are attractive to our constituency. One of the problems with the comment sessions the way they are now is that it's like asking one of our constituency organizations to swallow a whale. It's just too big and too unrelated to what they do. So part of what I'm working with over the next couple of weeks before the holiday season is to say, okay, for these particular constituents, these are the particular comment things that are open, and these are the things that you might want to comment about. I think we need to be more targeted and selective in trying to recruit comments from our constituency.
The other part, we go in ourselves and make comments. Yes, we just have to find the time to do that.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, indeed, and that's the reason why on number 6 of the agenda, I've put next membership meeting. We need to call in our members to get their views in order to be able to say that we are talking and speaking for them. If we don't have meetings with them, we will not be able to express the requests and the requirements of our membership. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes, I just would like, Klaus, for the record, I just would like to follow up on Sam. I had some very fruitful conversation with some of the ICANN constituency, but also ICANN board members. And I think we have to recognize that it is very important on the one side to make comments on existing policy things, and that's our role. But we also should now augment our role and increase our role to thinking about actually contributing own policies and helping to implement them to the whole ICANN the policy-making processes. And for that, what Sam described is very much important. We need to focus now on engagement with the members and engagement on the members with issues which are actually facing us. And we are in a very important time with ICANN between the transition and Workstream 2. Everything is opening up. Everything is open for discussion. Everything is actually, in a way, done that it might be interesting and relevant for the members. So we really should spend a lot of time and a lot of effort in getting this done. And just to close that up, yesterday I received in a chat with John Sachs-Sahel the possibilities and the approval that we have basically after the proposal for the IANA transition has been officially submitted from the board, that we can call some global meetings in with local NGOs and regional and global NGOs and actually consult with them. What does it mean for them? What do they think about this? And I think that will provide, that will happen very, very rapidly. And we are thinking about actually doing that maybe at the end of January, beginning of February. And that is two or three events which are also ideal for the outreach of NPOC getting membership engaged. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. I just have to add to that that during the intersessional, the idea is to have at least a half-day session with locals, with our community, at the intersessional itself. It will be in Los Angeles, it's February 3rd till 5, if I'm not wrong, the intersessional.
Rudy, I'm sorry, I'm laughing my head off. Is Jean-Jacques aware about that? Because there was a big question mark for him about if he should do that or not. That was yesterday.
Well, Jean-Jacques should keep a bit more track of what's going on in the community, because the intersessional meeting that we had 2 days ago, or one day, 2 days ago, no, yesterday, with the Robert Hoggart and David Olive and so on, he should be there. It's the non-contracted party house is part of his working territorium. And if he is not interested in, it's out of my business. He has to take care of it. And as I said already, he has a different agenda. I don't know his real agenda. And I'm not going to put any energy and effort in it, because I don't understand his attitude anymore. So that's quite simple. I see, Sam, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Great. Thank you, Rudy. Sam, for the record, just a kind of parallel comment to go back to the
your comments about the tabling of the IANA transition document. As I understand it in reading the transcript from that most recent, once it's tabled with NTIA, depending upon what Congress in the U.S. has or has not done, there may be this period in which Congress itself reviews it. There may be a 30-day slot, but Congress doesn't
60.
Need all the
60 congressional working days.
So it's 30 working days, which is more than 30 calendar days. And so there are two things I think that are important there. One is that there may be, in that congressional dialogue, there may be times when we have something that we should say, either mainly inside ICANN, because ICANN is expected to be there and prepared to answer questions, A, and B, it's a longer lull than most of us think, where there'll be time to do internal business of the kind of stuff that we're worried about in terms of stakeholder awareness and engagement and collaborating with the people within our team. I just want to say there are two things there. One is the tabling of the document is just the next stage. There's that congressional review. And the other is that's almost like a dead time within part of what ICANN is doing.
Thank you, Sam. Well, I have to add to your last comment that while we had this SOAC leadership call with Fadi early in the week, or was it last Friday? I'm just getting, I'm losing track of with all the issues that are happening here in Brussels and in Belgium. The proposal will first be reviewed to give you a clear positioning on the IANA transition proposal. The IANA transition proposal will go to Larry Strickland, and if Larry doesn't feel well, it will not be proposed to the Congress. So that's why it is so critical that we are all behind the proposal that's going to be put on the table, so that when Larry is putting questions to us, that we are responding in a positive way, so that he gets the feeling that everybody is behind it and it will work if he puts it on the table at the Congress. The discussion is that if it is too late, it's all a question of timing, if it's too late, it will just not happen. That's the issue that ICANN has in front of it. It's very critical, as the Congress will go into holidays for a while in January, and the final date would be before March, if I'm not wrong. If it's not entered before March, then it's a lost case. So it is indeed something that we need to keep an eye on, and it is essentially internal stuff. But coming back to, and I would like to close that the agenda point 4, the status policy. I would like to hand over the leadership of going into listing up the elements and topics we need to work on to Sam, as Sam is our policy chair. And I would like Sam to allow you to organize a policy committee meeting with our members in order to have some more input than just the 4 or 5 of us. We need more input on what we are going to put on the table, and also it demonstrates the engagement. I see you have still your hand up. Okay, I see the flag. If you want to comment.
No, I agree. No comment.
Okay, perfect. So with that, I would like to go to our number 5 on the agenda, the status of the membership. You have probably seen coming in 2 repetitive applications, one from the Frogens, and the Frogens is the guy, the Tom, who was in our session in the constituency day, having that NGO that is trying to address regions that don't have a full and broadband access to the internet. I don't know if you remember him. He was the guy from France. That was one. The second one is from, I think it was Turkey, but it looks like it's a kind of commercial entity. It's not clear who they are really presenting in the NGO community. I need to pick up the application again, but I would like to go back to and give Joan the floor, as there were some discussions and actions that are taking place at the membership level. There is the final conclusion on cleaning up the membership base itself. And secondly, and that's where Sam is also engaged into, is about the membership software. So, Joan, if you can just give us a status on where the whole membership database is.
Sure, thank you. It's Joan for the record. So to address the historical list, we're still going through it, unfortunately. A number of things have happened to delay it, but we do have I have a call that has been scheduled with Rafiq and Miriam and myself, with Tapani being included for information to clean it up. So where it stands right now, we've identified a number of applicants who can't be found or can't be traced. So they're being looked into, where did those applications go. So that's kind of where we are at with the historical list. Once that's done, what we're going to do is just try to fuse and have one list, because right now we have four lists, which is kind of difficult to go back and forth. So then the idea is that once the historical list is done, we'll fuse one MPOC list and then measure it against the NCSG list of people who apply in the future, so it's easy to compare them. We did receive five applications through the MPOC site. One, as I've said, sent an email, was I think Sam identified as someone, an entity from Russia or something. Anyway, I couldn't find any information for them, so I didn't fill out the application and send it. One application from October, which was the Youth Against Terrorism, is still, I think, needing more information before it's approved by NCSG. And the others that I've sent to NCSG, I guess they haven't had their meetings yet, so I will be on that meeting and have a clear idea of who's been approved and not approved. So that's the status of that. There's been a lot of discussions around membership engagement, and I agree that, and obviously it's for me to do, that we need to have members engaged more. So I'm going to propose that we have a meeting maybe next week or the week after to talk about how do we do this. And what do we say, and giving information to our members to get them to comment on the public list or on the MPOC list anyway, and how do we share information, the education seminars that are going on through Pathfinders. There's also the not-for-profit for tech seminars that are going on that I think a lot of the not-for-profits should know about. So things like that. If I can have some agreement that we're able to send, obviously we're going to send the Pathfinders out, but if we can send out the not-for-profit for tech, for good, I think, as well, I think that would be helpful. So I'm open for questions.
Thank you very much, John.
And I just to close too, I really would like to push the idea of MPOC dialoguing with, if it ends up being Marrakesh that we go to, that wherever we go, that we always make it a standard to deal with the not-for-profits and invite them to a session and dialogue with them about what their particular interests are on, you know, face-to-face, since we're there anyway. So I'd like to also have that as a decision.
Thank you, Joan. Very good proposal. Somehow it fits in the global proposal of outreach that is on the table, the document that Adam Peake is working on also. It should be indeed standard, by default event, that is not just done and organized by NCUC, but it should be organized by NCSG in itself, bringing together the different population, I would call it, of the stakeholder group. We have, in fact, two clear groups. One are the academics, the other one are the not-for-profits, the NGOs. And I think we should highlight that more and more, that is the difference between us and the others, is about the communities we are reaching out to and we are coming from. While from NCUC, they are coming from the academic world and they are talking for the academic world. They are not talking definitely on the NGO level. And that's where I think we need to highlight that and get it into the scheme of ICANN meetings, that each ICANN meeting, there is a session where there is one part having the academic world and the other part having the NGO world. And that should be a standard. But let's work on this together with Adam Peake to get that installed in the near future. I see, Sam, you have your hand up. I see Martin and Joan. So, Sam, you're first.
Okay, just a quick comment. Joan referred to one of the applications that we received from St. Petersburg in Russia. That was actually from a malicious computer robot.
Yep.
that trolls around trying to break into things. It was of no consequence. It was just they didn't get anywhere. They just filled it full of garbage and went away.
Yeah, that's correct, Sam. In fact, there is a lock on it, but it's an individual who enters the data, because I've put into the form a question that CAPTCHA approach, and if they don't know it, they have to put it manually. So that's okay. We will always get stuff like that. I see, Martin, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Can you listen to me?
Yeah, good.
Perfect. No, on one... make a clear separation that the NCUC is not speaking on behalf of NGOs. It's only academics. Of course, I completely agree with that. But the truth is that in Dublin, when we actually brought that up, we did find a very hard resistance saying NCUC, saying our charter of NGOs. We speak also about NGOs. And they say, like, actually, we don't know what you are, because we are NGOs. And, of course, we say, well, we are no concerns and everything. But I think that the frontal approach of saying NPOC is an NGO, NCUC is not NGO, is going to create conflict. And it's going to address the look of the board and other people instead of trying to actually make a space for us. I don't know if I was clear.
Thank you very much, Martin, on your comment. And I'm putting it into the discussion here. I see, John, you have your hand up, and then close your the next one. John, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you. So we going forward, obviously, we want to be seen as working collaboratively. So that's a really good point. We can include NCUC in our meetings with the local groups as well, it's thought, or we can speak with NCSG and let them be our co-partner in that, so that includes everyone. So that one thing I'd like to answer. The second thing is, and this is really food for thought, is that if there is a large organization in any of the communities that we go to, if they could co-sponsor an event like a get-together or something like that, that takes the onus off ICANN alone as the sponsor.
Thank you very much, John, for that idea. It's certainly something that we can have a look into, especially when we go to regions where NGOs have a lot of money. I'm not sure that is going to be the case in the African region. But anyway, it's a marvelous idea. And it's something that we could eventually drop in the basket of PIR and see if we can find some accordance with them having NGOs that are actively engaged in the region where we go and are willing to do a co-sponsoring event. That's a good idea. Klaus, you have the floor now?
Yes, I want to comment first on you, Rudy, about making and inputting. Really, please go to the doc online from Atom Peak and add your comments. As far as I know, the only one who commented on these things so far is me, and there is a clear deadline of the 11th of December, and there will be on the 16th of December, or maybe not, another discussion on the document before it will be finalized and implemented. So I really encourage everybody to go into the into that document. I know Sam tried it but couldn't save it, and make your comments. Then I want to come to the comment of Martin. Martin is right, and Martin is up to something. It doesn't matter how right we are at the moment. It's about how we can actually get a result and get the justice we demand and we deserve. And this is why we came up with these white paper working groups, ad hoc working groups, and the title for them. What we are saying is about, let's look at current and future challenges. And then you will see, if you talk about the challenges, you see that there are the separate constituency serving different groups and things like that. Instead of saying, you are doing this, you are doing that, let's there be a process of realizing and analyzing and getting to that point that without having too much of a fight. And I think the way to say, instead of saying, okay, these are the issues and however right they are, and replacing that, okay, how can we best face the challenges we are facing now and in the future? Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. I was just my screen swept away. Well, I definitely don't want to get into a fight anyway. And of course, I will go to the document and add my comments. By the way, the event that took place this afternoon in the Netherlands. They changed the title anyway. It's not about ICANN and NGOs. They changed it. It's about ICANN and collaboration. I've been looking into more details of that event, and in fact, it's set up by the board member, ICANN board member from the Netherlands, who was sitting together probably with the guy from Article 19, the guy that has entered that famous report on privacy and human rights, and especially on human rights. It's again an activity that is focused and centered on academic world. That's the reason why I was a little bit upset when I saw it, that they were putting on the title NGO while it's all about academics. Again, I have nothing against academics, but it's clearly different. Academics are also under the umbrella of not-for-profits. They are not really NGOs in itself. They are under the umbrella of not-for-profit. And I think we will clarify more and more while we are going further on in the discussions on how NCHG has to be profiled, it would probably, and I'm almost convinced that it's going to help us being more visible when that is clear for everyone. Because clearly people are saying, well, still asking what's the difference between the two of us. And that's where we can definitely bring forward the needs from the NGOs are quite different from the needs that the academic world has. So I see still, again, hands up. I don't know, Martin, if it's an old hand or a new one. Martin? Is this an old hand? Okay. Joan, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor now.
Yes, it's just to address something that you mentioned regarding co-sponsorship. I think that when we go out to any community, we have to assess or maybe dialogue with whomever we are engaging and see how they can support our co-sponsored event as opposed to dictating how it happens. So I just want to say that it's not, when I said it, it was not a statement to disrespect anyone that couldn't afford it, but that we work with any particular group on how they can be involved. But importantly is not so much the co-sponsorship, but that we do that, but also that we get information from them about what is it that they're experiencing and how we can help them to facilitate any operational concerns within the ICANN community. So just to clarify that point.
Thank you, John. And it is in line with what I've been doing in August in South Africa with AFICTA at the third AFICTA summit. It's essentially trying to clarify why they are not having a domain, their domain name, and why they don't have it in the .org, for instance, or why they don't have it in .ngo. They most of the time, their issue, especially in the African region, is that they don't understand the value of a domain name, and that's the reason why they just pick up a domain name, sometimes just by a lucky hand, instead of having a strategy behind it. I think that for that region, we could do it in two directions. One is, indeed, when they have a domain name, what are their issues they have? But a second one could be on, well, what is your strategy on getting onto the internet? And what is why don't you choose a .org or a .ngo? I think that could eventually be a good topic of discussion in the second item that we put on our agenda as an event. And indeed, we need to look into the locals. And that's the reason why I was thinking about having a quick poll on PIR or NSET even, and ask them, do you have NGOs having an NGO, a .ngo domain name that are willing to have a meeting with us in Marrakesh? That's a rough idea. So let's pick that up. And I'm agreeing. Let's try to have an XCOM call next week with probably only two items on the agenda: the membership in itself and how to organize things around the membership. And probably the second one is about the results of the three proposed ideas, approaches for events. Having that on the agenda for the next XCOM call. Can we agree on that approach? Yes, Joan, you have the floor.
If I could suggest that we have that meeting not next week but the week after, which will give me a chance to work with the historical members. I don't know if it will affect it or if it doesn't matter at this point, but I just thought I'd mention that.
Thank you, John. Well, it doesn't affect the historical ones. We know that we have these historical issues, and it's something we need to resolve, but it should not affect the work that we are trying to do in moving forward, looking into the future. Klaus, you have the floor?
Yes, I think we really should have the meeting next week, but please avoid the second, because we then have the Pathfinder first DC pre-event meeting. Thank you.
Of course, Klaus. The second is blocked. we need to figure out where we can have our call, because I have to look into other meetings that are going to happen. So I think we covered point six, and we are close to the top of the hour. We covered the fact of next membership meeting. I think it should be on the agenda for our next call in order to really organize the membership meeting in December, still having a membership meeting with two items, policy one and two being the events and input that we want to hear from them with regards future events that we could organize with the membership. Well, any other business? I have one element that is dropped on the table based on what happened in Dublin with the GNSO Council. As a result of not having been able to select the chair, that is going, in fact, it should have been announced yesterday. I didn't see any message about the new chair of the GNSO. It would normally, if things are going in the right direction, it would be James Bledel, because he was the only candidate that was left over. But the issue that is on the table for the Standing Committee of Improvement of Implementation, the SCI, is looking into how to solve that issue in the future, not being able to have a chair, and how to proceed with it. So it's a quite heavy thing. And I think Martin will be of great help, because it's going to be a quite legal aspect that we need to look into, probably have some proposals to change the charter and the bylaws of the GNSO in order to enable, to avoid having that same issue. So that's a task that will go into the discussion on the next SCEI call. That is, if I'm not wrong, December 10. Let me check. 9 or 10. I'm hesitating. While I'm looking into my agenda, are there any other items on any other business that we need to have attention for? I don't see any. The GNSO SCI meeting will be on December the 10th, Thursday, at 18 UTC. So, Martin, you will be asked to be at that call too. I will send you the details. And there is another meeting scheduled for the intersessional, that is December the 9th. So, there are several meetings going to pop up in before Christmas. Looking into next week, for me, I would say, can we organize our next call at the same day, Thursday, the 3rd? Same time?
It's fine with me.
Is that working for the others? Sam says okay. Looking into the chat. So I think it's... what about the time? Do we keep the same... Oh, John, you're not available. And I would like to have you on that call, because you're one of the key players in that call. What is your proposal, John? any other day. Okay, not the 2nd. So we will put it on Friday, the 4th of December. Is that working for everybody? I don't see any calls on Friday. Let me have a look more closely. I don't see one. So that would work, I think. Friday before 16 UTC is bad. So, yeah. And we put it on... Oh, yeah, an MCSG executive committee call. Well, let's put it on Friday, initially on Friday, and see if there is any, in the time, any conflict with... Well, Mariam, the 2nd, we have our session, the pre-event in D.C. with Klaus on Pathfinder. What is the time again, Klaus, for the meeting?
12:30 Eastern time.
Eastern time. Are you going to be able to join if we have a call before or after that meeting?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So the 2nd, is that working for Joan and Sam? Okay, for Sam. Yes, for Joan. Okay, well, let's... try to figure out to have that call. What do you prefer, Klaus? Before or after that call?
Make it after. Make it 3 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
9 o'clock your time.
Yeah. Let me have a look if there is no other call that day on my agenda. The 2nd. No, it's the Afrello monthly call. At Yeah, okay, let's put it on 3 p.m. Eastern time, yeah? Okay. There is the Afriolo monthly call. I would probably try to be on that one in the beginning, just to propose our idea of event in Marrakesh. That would be a good idea of having that during their monthly call. So, I think we have been to a lot of stuff today. I don't know if there is any other thing that we need to discuss. If not, I think we can then put this meeting to an end. Many, many thanks for all the input, guys. It was a very productive meeting. And sorry that I couldn't make it in the beginning. I just got the message that the alarm level in Brussels has been lowered from 4 to 3. So we will have less suffer of what's going on in the center of Belgium now. But it doesn't mean that things are solved. There's still a lot of issues that they have to take care of. Yes, Mariam, Wednesday the 2nd at 8 p.m. UTC, that's agreed today. So, I would like to thank you all.
Thank you, bye-bye.
If there is any question, let's follow up on the mailing list. So, thank you.
And bye-bye.
Good afternoon, good evening.
Bye, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mariam, for the support. I think we will have to do some follow-up stuff in tomorrow with regards the ideas of events we want to organize. So let's have a chat tomorrow on this one.
All right. Then.
So thanks again.
Sean, please, you may not stop the recording. Thank you very much for your support today.
Thank you, ma'am. That will conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.